Thunderstorms and heavy rain have hampered the efforts of rescue teams working in Lower Manhattan. Despite the weather, emergency workers continue to search for survivors of the terror attacks that leveled the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. Earlier, NPR's Daniel Zwerdling joined a search and rescue team from Missouri as it prepared to move into the disaster area.
The 31 members of this Missouri rescue team haven't seen the disaster site yet, except on television. They're waiting for a chartered bus now outside the city's convention center to take them to the rubble for the first time. They're standing in small knots, all outfitted in bright, clean rescue outfits, the color of a school bus. Steve Winters points to the highlights.
Oh boy, I've got a radio to communicate back with my my search team leader. I've got a search cam, which is a video cam with an articulating head. It's got a spotlight on the front. It's got a microphone and a speaker on it, so I can do one-way communication with the victim if I do find one. I've got a headset so I can actually listen to them. I've got a cell phone in one pocket. I've got a GPS in the pocket. I've got
Winters has gone through a lot of training, but he says he's never actually worked in a rescue operation before. Most of the other people in this squad have worked in floods. Some have never seen dead bodies. In another hour, they're going to wade into the most hellish, unimaginable urban devastation. Yet they seem almost matter-of-fact about it. The team leader, John Metz, says they sent out a smaller squad the night before to scope out the situation, and their colleagues said that they've never felt rubble like what's left of the World Trade Center. Most of the concrete in the buildings exploded into dust, and the steel turned soft and mushy.
And when you walk across that, when that's combined with all the other debris, when you walk across that, it has somewhat of a spongy feel to it in some places. Some places it's very sturdy where you're on some iron. Other places it's a lighter metal and it's spongy, it almost has a bouncy effect. And some places even it's thin enough that you can punch through. A lot of office supplies, type paper, soft materials, carpet, and those things. The crews that are working the day shift today have found some larger void spaces or open spaces, and they're of significant size, that it would be a hazard if you were to fall through and fall into one of these holes. We know that we're going to see some terrible things, but we don't really have a lot of time. Things are kind of go, go, go when we start working, and we don't have time to sit back and think, is this a scary situation or not?
Single file down the ramp to the sidewalk where a bus is waiting.
Finally, the Missouri rescue team takes off down the streets of Manhattan, and they get stuck in traffic. The streets are clogged with rescue trucks and buses filled with firemen and regular traffic. A lot of New Yorkers are back to work, and even U.S. soldiers and city police can't keep the lanes clear. As the bus gets close to the disaster area, the members of the team become suddenly silent. Block after block after block, covered with strange gray powder. Cars squashed flat by the side of the road. Even the search dog seems anxious. Then the bus comes to a halt at a roadblock. The team clambers off.
Let's go stage over here, this way.
And that's the last I see them. The police and military won't let journalists through this roadblock. And shortly before midnight, the Missouri team still hasn't returned from the wreckage. Back at their staging area, back at the convention center, a rescue team from Indiana has just come in from the field. One of the squad members, Richard Osland, says when he closes his eyes, he doesn't see the billows of smoke. He doesn't see the bizarre tangle of wreckage.
I've seen a diploma of a person that it might have been a bachelor's diploma that was mounted, and it didn't look that old. I don't know, but to have that type of degree on a wall, that's a lot of work. And now everything that person had worked for, as far as their achievements being on their wall in the office, it no longer exists. It's gone.
I'm Daniel Zwerdling for NPR News in New York.